Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Have you noticed today that more and more people are becoming snobs and stuck up? Have you noticed today that people are very much more stuck up? I mean, it's not like the old days where people used to say hi or how are you doing or treat people with respect. But more and more in our society, people are getting more and more snobbish, more and more stuck up. And today's message is, America, you're stuck up and you don't care about life anymore, just money. And I don't know if it's partially the people's fault as much as it's our society's fault, but we are producing stuck-up, android, robotic-like creatures. People are not people, they're creatures, they're robotic, and they're stuck-up and snobbish, they're materialistic, and they don't care about life. Have you ever seen some of these countries where they don't value life anymore? Where they, if you were walking down the street, they would just shoot you. They would just shoot you dead in cold blood and watch your body there and probably spit on your remains as you're walking by them because they don't really care about life, the value of life. Well, this spirit is entering into America today because I believe today people do not care about other people. They don't care about life. They surely don't care about liberty. America doesn't want life, liberty, or even happiness anymore. It seems like we are begging to go into tyranny and in bondage. And I'm here to tell you today that the Bible talks a lot about this stuck-up mentality, but unfortunately, my concern is that America is stuck up. I got some friends out there that are very stuck up. People that are close to me are becoming more stuck up. When I go to church, I find out the pastor is very stuck up, and the congregation and people in the congregation are stuck up. Their only concern, they don't care about your life anymore. Their only concern is money. And I gotta be honest with you today, that's the main concern of most of your churches are money today, and they're very stuck up. And how many churches have, I guarantee if you drive by, you'll probably see an escalade, because their focus is not on life, liberty, freedom, and happiness. Their focus is only on money. Yes, many people are stuck up. They don't care about life anymore, only money. A stuck-up person is one who believes he or she is superior to others. How many people do you know today that they think they are superior to you? How many people do you know today they think they're better than you by what they drive, by what they wear, by where they work, by what education they have? And oftentimes they like to show rude and snobbish behavior and arrogant behavior to you because we are taught to somehow to be stuck up in this society. But you better listen to me today. I'm here to tell you that no man is better than another man. No woman is better than another woman. Nobody is better than anybody else. I'm here to tell you that right now. I'm here to tell you that nobody is better than another person. You know, the Bible talks a lot about this stuck-up behavior. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13 through 23, we're going to be talking about what the Bible says about this kind of behavior. The Bible says, don't be stuck up and think you're better than everyone else. This is in the Message book. Don't be stuck up and think you're better than everyone else. I don't know about you today, but I'm afraid when I'm down driving the road, when I look, somebody thinks they have a better car than me. Somebody thinks they have a better motorcycle. Somebody looks down on me because they think they got a better house. Somebody looks down on me because they have a better education. Oh, come on, somebody. Stuck-up people are everywhere in the United States of America. And stuck-up people are everywhere in our church, in our government, in our local schools, in the military. Everybody I meet today are stuck-up and think that somehow they're better than me. I'm here to tell you that Jesus says no man is better than another man. Above others on whom they look with scorn and contempt. How many people look down on you, they fault find you, they want to look down on anything that you do, anything that you have, they want to look down on you and laugh at you as those, as they have more riches than others. So, the Bible says, don't be stuck up and think you're better than everyone else, as those do who have more riches than others and boast of them. They despise their poor neighbors and disdain to look upon them, and such also who have more knowledge and wisdom than others, or at least think so. So many people like to look down on their neighbors. But the stuck-up mentality that is in America today is no different than 1,000 years ago. People used to believe that they were better. They had the snobbish mindset. And yes, they were very much rude, arrogant, and they thought they were superior. I don't know how many religious folks I meet today, and how many pastors, how many priests and rabbi somehow think that they are superior than another person. Oh, come on, somebody. It's not just in the church. It's how many teachers that think they're more superior. How many business owners think they're superior. Everybody seems to be looking down on everybody else today. I'm here to tell you there's a lot of stuck-up people in America. So what did they used to do in the Bible? Well, they used to boast about their riches, and they used to look down on their poor neighbors, and disdain to look upon them, and such also who have more knowledge or wisdom than others. So somehow, if they had a higher degree or a higher education, that somehow they would look down upon you, or at least they thought they were somehow more intelligent than you. So they were so puffed up in their fleshly minds, and they would say to the illiterate or the less knowing, as the proud Pharisees did in the Bible, "This people who knoweth not the law are cursed." How many people think that they're not like you or not like them, that you're cursed? If you don't follow their evil, wicked ways, they demonize you and then they say you're cursed. This is what the Pharisees did to the people. And likewise, those who fancy themselves more holy and righteous than others, these in a scornful manner would say, "Stand by thyself, I am holier than thou." How many holier than thou people are in your church? How many holier thou people are in Christian universities? How many holier than thou people that are around you? I'm sick and tired of these holier than thou people. Aren't you sick and tired of these stuck up, holier than thou, they don't care about life anymore, only money kind of people? And what do? They thank God that they are not as other men are. How sick as the publicans and sinners. See Proverbs 19, chapter 19, verse 4 and 7. I'm here to tell you that wealth, the Bible says in Proverbs 19, 4, that wealth had many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friends. Come on, somebody. I would rather be poor than have Jesus, than have all the wealth in the world. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of these rich people in Hollywood, they got all these snobbish friends? They're all a bunch of snobs up there. They're all stuck-up people. And I don't know about you, but every American, they think that somehow they think they're actors. They act stuck-up, walking around with their iPhones and their iPads, or with their MP3s, and they really believe that they're actors, and they don't know that these actors are acting in the only movies that they see are an illusion. It's a fantasy, and it's not even real. I don't know how many. We are training a society to believe in an illusion, a fantasy, and most of our young children today, they want to be like these Hollywood actors who are no more than an illusion. So America is becoming stuck up. We have no value for life anymore, and our only concern is about money. This is what's happening in our society, and this is what's happening in the church. The church is becoming a very stuck-up place. They don't care about your life anymore, or even your personal life. They want the numbers because they want the money. You know, in Proverbs 19, chapter 19, verse 7, all the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends abandon him? He pursues them with words, but they are gone. You see, nobody wants to be a friend with a poor man. The Bible says that there's so many stuck up people. They only care about money. They only care about materialism. They don't really care about you. They don't really care about your life. Come on, somebody, let's be honest. I don't know how many people really would care today about you and your life. They only want to pursue money, and they use God for personal gain. The Bible is very clear that people use God for personal gain. The Bible is very clear that a lot of these search committees and a lot of these associations, they're very evil, and they're working together to take Jesus out. I'm here to tell you, a lot of these search committees, they just want to hire a pastor to tickle their ear, the Bible says. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 7, verse 49, but this crowd which does not know the law is accursed. Here was the Pharisees of that time cursing the crowd because they did not know the law, that somehow that they thought that they were better than the next man. Oh, I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of sick folks, a lot of stuck up people who think they're in Hollywood. They think they are dressed or somehow that they're better than everybody else, and somehow they're unique and they're better. And I'm here to tell you, no man is better than another man. No woman is better than another woman. No man is better than another man. But I'm here to tell you today, we all have our own unique gifts. We all have our own unique talents. But nobody's better than nobody else. Jesus don't show favoritism. I'm here to tell you in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 4, who sits among graves and spend the night in secret places? Who eats swine flesh and the broth of unclean meat is in their pot? Who says, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you? These are smokes in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. Yes, who says that I am holier than you? So many folks today think they're holier than the next person. So many folks today think they're better than the next person. I'm here to tell you today that you're stuck up. You don't care about life anymore, and all you care about money. This is the way American culture is becoming. We are moving in a very tyrannical society, which I believe today that people in this society don't value life anymore. People don't value life. They don't care about another person's life anymore. They don't care about helping anybody else out anymore. They don't care about taking time to listen to somebody else anymore. All they care about is money and how can they benefit. Oh, come on, somebody, they come to you in the name of Jesus. But they don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They want your money. Oh, come on, somebody, since when did Jesus folks, since when do those Christian folks in the church really care about you? All they really care is about making their church bigger and making more money. Since when do they really care about you? They care about you coming only. They don't want to listen to your pain. They don't want to listen to your worries. No, they want you to come to their building and give them your money. Oh, I know what you're saying, Dean. How can you say this? Well, in Luke chapter 18, verse 11 and 12 says, the Pharisees stood and was praying to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like the tax collectors. In verse 12 of chapter 18 of Luke, I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of holier-than-thou people out there. There's a lot of folks that are stuck up. They think they're better than you. They don't care about your life. They're walking around and they act like they are a movie star and they have their hair brushed back and somehow that they think that they're really somebody. And the truth of the matter is they're really nobody. Oh, I don't know about you today, but There's so many people today that are stuck up in America, and they don't care about life anymore, and nor do they, and they only care about money. Oh, come on, somebody. They believe that somehow that their eyebrows are looking up, and their haughtiness and their pride has a receptacle elsewhere, but here it has its seat, it's the bread in the heart, but here it comes and here it hangs. Therefore, Juvenal calls pride and haughtiness a grand supercilium. A proud, haughty persons are said to be supercilious. I don't know about you today, but there's so many stuck up people in the United States of America, and they don't care about you. They don't care about life anymore. They just care about money. They just care about what you make, where you work. They don't care about you. They don't care about, they don't look at you as a human anymore, because what they have turned into is robots. They're robotic people. They are robotic people. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13, don't be stuck up and think you're better than everyone else in the message. Don't be stuck up and think you're better than everyone else. In verse 14 of this chapter of Proverbs 30, verse 14, the Bible says, don't be greedy, merciless, or cruel as wolves, tearing to the poor and feasting on them, shredding the needy to pieces only to discard them. What does the Bible says? Don't be greedy, merciless, and cruel as wolves. We live in a predatory society, a wolf-like society. They're tearing into the poor. They're tearing into families. They're tearing into this society, and their whole goal is to feast. The society is feasting on you right now. The society is feasting on you. They are stuck up. They don't care about your life. They're feasting on your life. They're merciless. They're cruel as wolves. And they like to tear into the poor, take advantage of the poor, take from the poor, and they love their predators. And they love to feast on the poor. I don't know how many predatory churches out there are feasting on the poor. I don't know how many of these organizations are feasting on the poor. They don't want you to be successful. They don't want you to even have a family. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says it like this. They feast on the poor, shredding the needy to pieces. They want to shred you to pieces. Satan wants to shred you to pieces, and the Bible says to discard them. Read it yourself. Read it yourself in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 13 through 14. Yes, they are sharp as swords. They want to shred you to pieces. We live in a predatory society where people are stuck up. They don't value life anymore. They are sharp as swords, and they want to shred you to pieces. Come on, they are like beasts of prey. They have a cruel, barbarous, and inhuman creatures. I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of inhuman, barbarous creatures out there. They don't care about your life anymore. They are stuck up, and they don't care about your life anymore. All they want is your money. I don't know how else to tell you to this today. We are living in a very evil society where people are becoming robotic. They're turning into androids. They do not care about your life. Come on, somebody. The value of your life doesn't matter to them, but I'm here to tell you the value of your life is so important to Lord Jesus Christ. He has created you to be an individual. He has created you to be unique. He has created you to be very creative. Oh, come on, somebody. But the world wants to take that out of you. The world wants to snuff life out of you. In Psalms chapter 57, verse 4, my soul is among the lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. What did David say? He said, I must be with men that their teeth are spears. They want to devour me. They're breathing forth fire, and their tongue is sharp as a sword, and their jaws, their teeth are as knives, exceeding sharp and biting to devour the poor off the earth and the needy from among men. If you're poor today, I'm here to tell you we live in a predatory society that wants to devour the poor. They want to corrupt. They want to give you a fantasy. They want to give you a lie. I don't know about you today, but America is stuck up and don't care about life anymore, only money. They don't care about life. If something would happen to you on the street, they'd probably film it, upload it to YouTube, and all watch and say, cool, because they don't know the difference between reality and fiction anymore. They have been brainwashed. They don't know the difference between reality and fiction. That is what we're up against in America today. Everybody's minds are being turned into androids, and I'm sorry, you should not have a phone that is smarter than you. These smartphones should not be smarter than you. Unfortunately, they are smarter than you. Your phone is smarter than you. You're turning into a robot. You're turning into an android. And yes, you're very stuck up. And you don't care about life anymore. Oh, come on, I know you act like you're really good in society. And I know you pat your damn evil self on your back as you go to church. And you look really good. And you say, oh, I'm really good. But really, you're evil and you're from your father, the devil. Oh, come on, somebody, by their tyranny and their oppression and their cruelty to deprive them of the little that they do have, they want to take the little that you do have. Some of you say, I don't have very much at all. But these evil, cruel people who think they're holier than thou, who are probably in your church government, they want to take the little that you do have already. It's not enough, for they devour, the Bible says, and shred you to pieces, and then throw you out. And we live in that kind of predatory society, and more people are so stuck up, and I'm not playing games anymore. This ain't Little House on the Prairie anymore. People are no longer people. They have no conscience anymore. They don't care about anybody. They all think they're unique. But they're stuck up. They all think they're holier than thou. They're sitting on the church. And all they care, they don't care about your life. They just want your money. So they want to take the little that you do have and even to take away their lives. Even want to take their lives from you. Not only do they want to take the little you have, they want to take your life. That's how evil these people are. And these kind of people are in your church, and I promise you that right now. And utterly destroy your life. And this disposition are all tyrants and persecutors, such the same of the Roman pagans. Compared to the red dragon or the beast. Yes, America, you're a bunch of stuck up robots, and you don't care about life anymore, only money. Hey, pastor, you're stuck up. You don't care about life. You don't care about liberty or freedom. You don't care about truth anymore. You only hand out tracts to make your ego feel good. You only try to save people because it makes you feel good. If you want to save somebody, speak truth. But you don't want to do that because that might affect the numbers. You only go and hand out tracts because it makes you feel good. You think somehow that's evil under the sun. Not that we shouldn't tell people about Jesus, but we should tell people about Jesus and the truth. Jesus and the truth. boy, you're stuck up. And you don't care about life anymore. You only care about money. You're stuck up. You don't care about life anymore. And you only care about money. In Proverbs 30, chapter 15, the Bible says, a leech has twin daughters named Gimme and Gimme More. Gimme and Gimme More. Four insatiable. Three things that never satisfy. No, there are four that never say that's enough. There's $2. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want more, I want more, I want more. It's never enough till I take the little you have and then I take your life. You're a bunch of blood suckers. Yes, you are a bunch of blood suckers to which the last generation of men may well be compared, the bloodthirsty creatures. I'm here to tell you today that many Americans are so stuck up. They don't care about your life. They only want your money. These are bloodthirsty creatures that never have enough and are not satisfied with the flesh of men, nor with their blood, and such particularly, that was what they are. And not only this generation of men, but there are three to four things beside that which resembles a leech. Blood-sucking leech. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want to suck everything out of you. In the book of Matthew chapter 23, verse 31 and 33, so you testify against yourself that you are the sons of those who murder the prophets. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 33, you serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? The Bible says that these guys were stuck up. They thought they were better than everyone else. Not only did they were stuck up, they thought they were better, but they also thought they were holier than thou. And then they had the attitude of gimme, gimme, gimme. How many stuck up, holier than thou, gimme, gimme, gimme people have you met in this society? I meet them all the time. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 44, you of your father is a devil, and you want the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand for truth because there is no truth in him. Let me tell you something, that a preacher is not an entertainer. He's a man that needs to be preaching against evil and corruption. Against evil and corruption. 1 John 3:10, the Bible says, by this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does and practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. And so many of these people, they were craving and asking for more, and they were never satisfied, and they want more and more and more. And not only do they want the little that you have, but they also want to take your life. I'm here to tell you, America is becoming a bunch of stuck-up people. They don't care about life anymore. They just want your money, and they are some blood-sucking leeches. And you can get away from me. They want to take Jesus out of this society. They want to destroy your family. They want to bankrupt you like they're bankrupt in Detroit. They want to bankrupt the whole nation. These kind of people are in your church with a holier-than-thou attitude. And more American people are becoming more stuck-up, snobbish. They don't care. They're rude. And they think they're better than you. They think they're superior than you because of what they drive or what they wear. And I'm sorry, we live in a land of a snobbish society. People are snobs. And Jesus said, no man is better than another man. Jesus says there is no favoritism, rich or poor. James talked about this when they wanted to take the rich man and put him on the front seat of the church and the poor man back. I don't know about you, but they don't care about your life. They just want your money. How many of you people are going to these big mega churches? I'm here to tell you, they just want your money and the numbers. And these pastors are acting like entertainers and they're not preachers. I'm sorry. We really need Jesus back in America, and we need Jesus now. We need Jesus back in this nation. We need Jesus. Jesus says that no man is better than another man. No woman is better than another woman. Yes, we have our different gifts, but not one. Jesus shows no favoritism. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
But don't it make you kind of curious when you see all the